It was Black Friday. Today is Cyber Monday. And perhaps the more meaningful of all of them is coming up tomorrow, because the 1st of December is hashtag Giving Tuesday. And like Black Friday, it's a concept that's relatively new to us in South Africa, but it is all about being the antithesis of the consumerism and the clamor to spend and the accumulation of stuff that we associate with Black Friday. Giving Tuesday says stop and pause and look at ways to share and to make a difference in the lives of others and to donate money or time or your voice to causes which really need it. On the line to tell us more is Yanni Smith of Give and Gain, which is a wonderful platform to use if you are wanting to make a contribution of some kind and don't really know how to do so. Yanni, welcome to the show. Glad to have you with us.
Hi, thank you, Pippa.
Tell us a little bit more about what Giving Tuesday means on the Give and Gain platform.
Right, so Giving Tuesday is, as you said, happening tomorrow at the, on the 1st of December, and it's a global day of giving to charities. You can describe it as a public generosity movement, bringing people from around the world together to donate money as well as their time to charities that they care about. And then, as you mentioned, the date of Giving Tuesday is also very specific. It takes place on the first Tuesday after Black Friday and Cyber Monday, which are two of the biggest days for online consumer spending. And it therefore encourages the public to divert some of their time and their money to those charities who really need it most.
Now, Yanni, we heard earlier in the show that Black Friday was a bit of a damp squib for many retailers. People simply don't have the money to spend this year, and in many cases were too scared to go into shopping centres to do any physical shopping. They did notice, though, a 60% increase in online retail, even if it was coming off a relatively low base to spend with. That must be music to your ears, because it means potentially people will continue. They've got into the habit of doing things online. Are you hoping that they'll spill over onto donating online tomorrow?
Absolutely. We are very excited to see what's going to happen this year. You know, with 2020 and with COVID, everyone has been having to turn online and to do things virtually. You know, we had our Zoom meetings and they were virtual marathons and things like that. So people are adopting the technology to do things online, whether it's buying things or whether it's donating. We've actually seen an increase year on year this year for online activity on the Give and Gain platform. So we are super excited to see whether people will donate more this year even than last year. And we definitely think that's going to be the case.
Yanni, very briefly, won't you just give us an idea of the kinds of campaigns that can be supported on Give and Gain tomorrow?
Right. So there are a number of charities on Give and Gain. You can literally just search for a charity by visiting giveandgain.com. For the latest charities there. There's a nice search functionality. But we also have a Giving Tuesday event page that you'll find there if you search for Giving Tuesday on the platform. And there's a long list of charities that have set up some Giving Tuesday campaigns. So you could simply select one of these and then do either a donate option from anywhere where you are in the world, or you could even start a personal fundraising project and get your friends and family to donate to your project.
It's as easy as that. Yanni Smith, thank you so much for joining us. Speaking there on behalf of Give and Gain, Yanni's their regional manager for Sub-Saharan Africa and the global head of support for Give and Gain. The website, just Google Give and Gain, you'll get to their site and you can start searching either for a particular cause or for a category of cause. If you are someone who is passionate about children's education or about animal welfare, for example, you can search within those categories or, as he's mentioned, start your own appeal if you'd like to lobby friends and family to donate. So please consider that if you are in the lucky position of having a little bit of extra available to help others in need at this time of year. It's needed more than ever at the end of a very long, hard 2020.